Our story today is called The Weathered Old Barn. A stranger came by the other day with an offer that set me thinking. He wanted to buy the old barn that sits out by the highway. I told him right off he was crazy. He was a city type, you could tell by his clothes, his car, his hands, the way he talked. Said he was driving by, he saw that beautiful barn sitting out in the tall grass and wanted to know if it was for sale. I told him he had a funny idea of beauty. Sure, it was a handsome building in its day, but then there had been a lot of winters passed with their snow and ice and howling wind, and the summer sun beats down in the old barn. Now all the paint's gone, the wood is turned silver gray, and the old building has leaned a good deal, looking kind of tired, yet this fellow called it beautiful. That set me to thinking. If I walked out to the field and just stood there, gazing at that old barn, the stranger, he planned to use the lumber, he said, to line the walls of his den in a new country home he's building down the road. He said you couldn't get paint that beautiful. Only years of standing in the weather, bearing the storms and scorching sun, only that can produce beautiful barn wood. It came to me then that we're a lot like that, you and I. It's only on the inside the beauty grows with us. Sure, we turn silver gray too and lean a bit more than we did when we were young and full of sap. But the good Lord knows what he's doing. And as the years pass by, he's busy using the hard wealth of our lives, the dry spells and the stormy seasons, to do a job of beautifying our souls that nothing else can produce. And to think how often folks holler because they want life easy. They took that old barn down today. They hauled it away to beautify a rich man's house. And I reckon someday you and I will be hauled off to heaven to take on whatever chores the good Lord has for us in the Great Sky Ranch. I suspect we'll be more beautiful then for the seasons we've been through here, and maybe just add a bit of beauty to our Father's house. May today there be peace within you, and may you trust God that you're exactly where you're meant to be. Philippians 4:11, not that I complain of want, for I have learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.